Hello, hello, hello. How are you all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. You are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I want to thank you all so much for joining me today. And I have something so good to talk to you all about today. I want you to sit down with me and let's go through the journey of missing your blessings. Now, every day we go through life, we try to be as positive and as happy as we can, right? We try not to let the negative energy get in and take us, but every now and again it does. Then a little thing happens called blocking your blessings. I want you all to understand that as a spiritual person, where there is light, there is always darkness. So no matter how positive you try to be, no matter how happy you try to be, no matter how great you try to be to the human race, every now and again, you're going to find somebody that just wants to take. That's because they feel the good in you, and all the darkness in them just wants to suck in the light of you. Think about it almost like when you have dry skin or dry hair. When you have dry skin or dry hair, it don't matter. Your skin or your hair is soaking up that oil or that grease or that lotion the minute you put it on your body. It does not matter what the case is. If it's lacking it, it's going to soak it up. That's the same thing when it comes to our energy. If somebody is lacking positive energy and that's all they can feel from you, they will suck it up subconsciously and sometimes unsubconsciously. There are people that are generally called energy suckers. That is what they do. They walk around to feed off of people's energy. And I'm here today to tell you not to let the energy vampires into your life. At the end of the day, you have to understand and accept something. You have to accept the fact that you vibrate higher, which means that you are held to a higher standard at all points and times. That means that you know. That's the whole point of being conscious and awake. You know and can understand the yin and the yang. So with that being said, you have to always walk in your truth. You have to always walk in your light. And you can never let somebody else's trials and tribulations or growth journeys hinder yours. Hear me again when I say that. Never let anybody's path or spiritual growth journey hinder yours. Okay? Because at the end of the day, right, you're just going to end up blocking your blessings. Let's say that you're at work and you're having a situation at work where somebody just doesn't like you and they are just going around and they are telling, you know, lies about you or going and making people not like you. Right? Don't give that person your time or your energy. Okay? The more time you sit thinking about them or talking about them to other people or contemplating, you're putting more energy into the situation. Why do you think drama at work or drama in friendships or even in family multiplies so fast? It's because the energy is locked onto. And once there is something with so much energy being put its way, that thing starts to manifest, that thing starts to change with the energies that it's given. So understanding that, you're understanding that all you're doing is you're fueling the craziness in your life. You're fueling that negative energy to come your way. And what I'm here to tell you today is you do not have to allow that. It is time for you to start respecting your soul on this journey. It is time for you to stop allowing anything in your life that does not respect your soul path and your soul journey in it. Because at the end of the day, the universe is ready to provide for you everything that you need. God is able to give you anything and everything that you want. You just have to know how and when to ask for it. How and when to... for it. I task you this week to protect your energy and protect your blessings. Don't let anybody's negative thought process block your journey, your path, your blessings. Okay? All right? Don't let them change who you are. But then, on the flip side, to some of us that need a little bit more growth in our lives, right? Maybe it's time that we allow ourselves to see these things that are clearly in front of us. Maybe it's time that we ask for clarity in our lives. One of the biggest downfalls in spirituality is that people forget to ask for help. Ask your ancestors, your spirit guides, your God, your goddesses, whatever it is that you believe in. Ask them for strength and guidance along this journey to keep you strong, keep you balanced, and keep your intuition straight. Okay? It's time for us to start walking the walk and talking the talk. Get all those spiritual tools together and start using them for your greatness. Okay? It is time for you to start building the foundation to your future if you have not already. This is one of the most powerful times in our human understanding right now, in our modern understanding, because we can change and manifest so much vibrationally and spiritually. It's crazy. Take advantage of that. Learn your worth. Learn manifestation. Learn the law of attraction. And understand your power in this journey. And last but not least, please, 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 for me, don't block your blessings. I thank you all so much for joining me today on another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Please like, please follow, please subscribe, and please share. Tell a friend, okay? My goal and my journey here is to get to the point where I can help people at all points and times of my day. Every point of my day is filled with helping somebody along their spiritual growth journey and their spiritual path. And I'm on my way. I feel it. I feel the building blocks. I feel that they are set in place and it is time for me to walk. So I'm ready. And I ask that you join me for the journey. We're going to get a little bit deeper and a little bit more structured in regards to the information that we're providing here with Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. And we're going to make some breakthroughs, okay? I'm ready to see some changes. If you have any questions, if you have any thought processes, any ideas, please send me an email at goddessglowindustries@gmail.com, okay? goddessglowindustries@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook, all right? You can find me on Facebook under Abundance in a Cup, Abundance in a Cup, as well as visit my website, abundanceinacup.com. There's so much information on there about your spiritual growth journey. It's mind-blowing. And stay tuned, guys. I'm in the process of finishing up my first spiritual online course. So I've got something in store for you all that is going to blow your mind. So just like, subscribe, follow, share, tell a friend. And just know that there is so much more to come. I thank you all for listening to me today. And I just wish you nothing but peace and blessings on your journey this week. Namaste. Ashe. Amen.